Hi everyone, I'm Bella Ward and in this podcast I'll be interviewing a total netball legend. She plays wing defence and centre, has 100 caps for England, is an MBE, a DJ and her birthday is tomorrow on the 5th of January. Yes, I'm interviewing the England netball captain Serena Guthrie. Firstly, thanks for your time today because this is pretty amazing. Also, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, I'm getting a bit old these days, but yeah, I seem to still be able to mix it in with the kids on the court, so very happy about that.
Yeah. So, let's get straight to some questions. First question, what's your favourite position and why?
Favourite position? It has to be centre, I think, for me. And ironically, it used to be my least favourite for a number of reasons. Mainly because I kind of got thrown in the deep end in that position originally as a young player, which created a lot of issues for me. So I didn't think I could play it very well. It didn't do wonders for my confidence. But as I've kind of, you know, built through the years, got more confidence, played a few more games, obviously my training age has gone up now. I love it. I love being able to have that impact, you know, in both ends of the court. I love being able to kind of make plays or just provide links to the shooters as well. So it's a position that you can't be perfect in as well, which is what I love about it. And for that reason, it's a really big motivator for me to keep trying to improve my game.
Yeah. So, and also, if you weren't playing for Team Bath, who would you play for and why?
Oh, that's a great question. God, I'm such a loyal player as well. God, I feel bad just thinking about it. Okay. Do you know what? I think I would quite enjoy playing for Loughborough. They seem like quite a together team, a team that really enjoy spending time with each other as well. And I'm a player that's all about the culture and energy. And that team always seems to have a really nice energy about themselves. So, yeah, I'd probably say Loughborough.
Cool. What's the best player in the England team?
Oh. I'd probably say we've got Jo Harton. So Jo's our goal shooter, goal attack. She's also 100 plus caps now as well. She's one of our most experienced players. She's just so creative and she's got such a cool head on court. She's such a calming influence, you know, for the girls around her. And she's also a great leader in the team.
Yeah, I've watched her. She's really good at shooting.
Yeah, she is. Good job, eh? Seeing that she's goal shooter as well. So we appreciate that.
Yeah. Who do you think will win the Super League if it goes ahead this year?
Oh, that's another great question. You know, I think it's going to be an interesting year this year. I think, you know, Team Bath, I think we've got a good shout. We're a very defensive team this year and defensive teams tend to win championships in netball these days. If you look like back at the history and types of players that have been in those teams, not just in the Super League, but also in the Suncorp Netball League as well. I think Rhinos, you know, if they get themselves together, completely new team, they've got a lot of potential to cause some upsets and even take quite a few games as well, just because of the talent that they've got in that squad. So I think Rhinos will be one to watch out for. And I think that Loughborough will be really strong as well this year, considering that they've just kind of missed finals a few times, just like Bath. I think they'll be really pushing for a final spot this year as well.
Yeah, cool. And what advice would you give an eager 12-year-old netball player?
What advice? Probably the same advice I still give to myself. And whatever you're doing within the sport, make sure that you're happy when you're doing it. So make sure you're in an environment that makes you happy, in an environment where you're enjoying yourself, an environment where you've got good people around you that are going to lift you up and not bring you down, you know, and I think that's so important. It's not just always all about selection. It's also just about enjoying your netball. Because if you do that, you will improve regardless of what happens. And when you leave the sport, you know, it's the memories that you take with you. Not always all of the, you know, all of the silverware. It's the memories. And you want to be able to have had happy memories, not unhappy ones and winning medals. I'd trade that. I'd trade a medal for a good time any day of the week. So that's what I'd say.
That's really good. Thanks. So now I'm going to do a quick fire question round, and this is when I just ask you mini questions with like mini quick responses, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so what was your favourite subject at school?
Geography.
Second or primary school?
Oh, primary school.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs all the way.
ASOS or Vans?
Oh, ASOS.
What's the better occasion, your birthday or Christmas?
Oh my God, Christmas all the way. I love Christmas.
Bounce or shoulder pass?
Shoulder.
Scrunchies or bows?
Oh, scrunchy. That was a hard one.
Hydro flask or sport bottle?
Sports bottle.
What's the best colour combination? Blue and yellow or black and gold?
Blue and yellow.
Okay, that's good. So thanks again, Serena, and that's the end for this mini podcast episode. Bye.